Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
For two decades, Sarah Hale encouraged presidents to adopt Thanksgiving as an annual national holiday. Well, her efforts finally paid off during the presidency of Abraham Lincoln, who finally responded during the Civil War, and he issued a formal proclamation that was passed by Congress. The last day of that November became the first annual National Day of Thanksgiving and Praise. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Today on Faith and Freedom, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving with Matt Barber and Holly Mead. This is a wonderful day to give thanks and praise. President Lincoln said, quote, "When I became president, I asked people to pray for me, but I was not a Christian. When I buried my son, I was not a Christian. But when I went to Gettysburg and saw the graves of our soldiers, I consecrated myself to Christ." And thus he gave this national proclamation. Today is a day of thanksgiving and praise. It was a proclamation for not only thanksgiving, but for praise. And it's not only a time to express gratitude to God for his provisions, but also a time, Matt, to teach our children about our true heritage in this country. And our country is replete with acknowledgments regarding the providence of God throughout our history. If you look at our monuments across this country, particularly in Washington, D.C., they're filled with references to God and the scriptures because this country was founded on the idea that God exists. God exists, and we not only have the option or the opportunity, but the duty to worship him, and he is the reason for our existence and to whom we ought to be thankful for.
And the monuments you're talking about, the references to God, to providence, it's not just any God. It's not in any of the false gods that are worshipped by other formal religions. It's the God of the Bible. And Thanksgiving, as Abraham Lincoln points out, is a Christian holiday intended for thanksgiving and celebration and worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Abraham Lincoln gave his life to Christ, and so powerful. But the message gets lost in all the commercial hoopla about Turkey Day, and you know, we're celebrating the indigenous peoples of the Americas. And you know, I mean, there's history there where the pilgrims would meet with Indians and they would share a feast and so forth. But what was the crux of all of that? It was to share the gospel with these indigenous people so that they too might be saved and know the creator of the universe.
And they did that very thing with Squanto, you know, that he introduced themselves and they shared the gospel with him. And then they worked side by side together and celebrated God's faithfulness to them. And, you know, we see in today's culture, all of our issues are happening because people are trying so hard to take God out of this country.
And even though Lincoln was the one who actually made it a national holiday, didn't begin with Lincoln.
Right.
It goes all the way back to the very beginning of our country. On September 25, 1789, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, were ratified by the United States Senate. The First Amendment was approved by Congress and sent out to the states for final approval. And after the framers completed the Bill of Rights, Elias Boudinot, one of the founders, a member of the House of Representatives, said that he could not think of letting the season pass without offering an opportunity to all U.S. citizens to return thanks to God for his many blessings. That same day, the U.S. House passed a resolution, and it was resolved that a joint committee of both houses be directed to wait upon the President of the United States to request that he would recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a constitution of government for their safety and happiness. And on Saturday, October the 3rd, 1789, President George Washington then declared November 26, 1789, as a national day of thanksgiving to thank God for the Constitution and our new American government. And he goes on to say, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness, close quote.
Powerful. Powerful. That same year, the Protestant Episcopal Church, of which President Washington was a member, announced that the first Thursday in November would become a regular day for giving thanks, quote, unless another day be appointed by the civil authorities. And in fact, by 1815, the various state governments had issued at least 1,400 official prayer proclamations, almost half for times of thanksgiving and prayer, and the other half for times of fasting and prayer.
We're talking about fasting.
Yeah. Fasting, I mean, not feasting.
And, you know, even Thomas Jefferson, you know, people say, well, Jefferson was the separation of church and state guy. Well, Jefferson made that statement once, never before, never after, made it one time.
In context.
Yeah.
From a letter to the Danbury Baptists about protecting the church from the state.
Yeah, exactly. He had nothing to do with the First Amendment. He was not even in the United States. But what did he do when he was a member of the Virginia state legislature? He issued a state day of fasting and prayer. Mm-hmm. Fasting and prayer. And he required that the pastors participate in it. And if they didn't, they would receive a penalty.
Oops.
That's Thomas Jefferson. Now, that particular bill didn't pass because they didn't want to financially penalize pastors for noncompliance, the rest of the legislators. But that was Thomas Jefferson.
It shows the true heart of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah. And if you go to the Jefferson Memorial, there are four quotes in that Jefferson Memorial. Three of those quotes reference God. And he talks about, I tremble for my country, that God is just, and His justice will not sleep forever. He was talking about that in the context of slavery, and that God's justice would ultimately come back, and that we have to acknowledge God and give thanks to Him.
And, you know, I think this day is ultimately a reminder to take our eyes off ourselves and put it on Him. Thank Him for all our blessings. Everything we have comes through God's hands. And that's why we fight so hard to, you know, uphold religious freedom, so that we have that freedom to celebrate and to worship Him and to thank Him publicly.
Yeah, you might want to even print off on the internet George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation. And read it to your children.
It's powerful.
What is Thanksgiving about? You know, a lot of times these holidays, we enjoy each other. We enjoy our friends, our family. We enjoy seeing some parts of our family that we don't get a chance to see. And that's a wonderful time of fellowship and Thanksgiving. But what is Thanksgiving for? What is it about? Teach your children in your schools. Teach them in the schools, homeschool, Christian school, public schools. There's a lot of history out there. It is a time to be thankful to God. Yes, we're thankful for our family, no question about it. We're thankful for the fellowship. The food is wonderful. The fellowship is amazing. The time off is a great opportunity to just recharge your batteries. But it is a time to be thankful. And if we go back to the Old Testament, why did they have these different holidays? Why did, for example, when they came into the Promised Land, they created the stone, the Ebenezer stones? It was so that when future generations asked, why are we doing this holiday? What are this stone monument about? What's all that about? It is an opportunity for you, the scriptures say, to teach that young generation so that you'll never forget who the Lord your God is.
So they'll never forget who the Lord your God is.
And that's what Thanksgiving is about. Teaching, reminding about who the Lord, the God of the universe is, to be thankful for Him, for our personal salvation, to be able to have eternal life, have our sins forgiven, to have an intimate relationship with the God who is the creator of all the universe, and also to be thankful that we live in a country, as flawed as it is, a country that still provides us freedom to be able to worship and to gather together with our families and to pray. So thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, and may you and your family enjoy this Thanksgiving and give thanks to the Lord, who is the provider of all of our benefits, all of our freedom, and our life. May you and your family enjoy this Thanksgiving Day.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.